Parshat Truma talks about the different items that were found in the Mishkan, the command, Vasuli Mikdash, Veshachanti Betocham, to build the Mishkan. One of the first things that was commanded was the Aron. Let's take a look at the Chumash. They shall make an ark of acacia wood, at the Shittim, 2.5 cubits its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall cover it with pure gold from within and from without, shall you cover it. You shall make on it a gold crown all around. You shall cast for it 4 rings of gold, and place them on its staves, and place them on its 4 corners, 2 rings on one side, and 2 rings on the other side, and it continues with more details. On this idea of you shall cover it with pure gold from within and from without, you shall cover it, Rashi notes, this is source number 2, that there were really 3 boxes that were made. The acacia wood, the atzei shittim, was the middle box. That box was then placed in a golden box, and then a golden box was placed within the wooden box. So you really had a golden box, wooden box, and then golden box again. 3 boxes, and that's what it means, that it was surrounded, that when you say it should be covered from within and from without, shall you cover it, it means that the inner box and the outer box are gold, but the Aron itself isn't called an Aron of Zahav, it's called an Aron of Atzei Shittim, of wood. From this description, the Gemara learns the source number 3, Mibayit u'michutz its pitnenu, from within and without, you shall cover it with gold. Amar Rava, Rava taught us. This verse teaches us that any Torah scholar whose inside is not as his outside, Kol Tamir Chacham She'en Tocho Kivaro, is insincere. Eino Tamir Chacham, he's not a true scholar. So to make somebody, the definition of a true scholar is someone who's Tocho Kivaro, whose inside is like his outside. The inside is gold, the outside is gold, that's a true Tamil Chacham. The Gemara adds, Abaye and others claim, as Rabbi Bar Ula who said, he is called loathsome, as it is stated, surely it is so for the loathsome and tainted one, man who drinks iniquity like water. And we'll talk about this pasuk and this imagery a little bit later, Amir Tzashem. So the first question we need to ask ourselves, and this is the overall question, is what is this imagery of a Tamil Chacham being like in the inside and the outside, the Tocho Kivara? We need to understand, what does that mean? How do we understand this? How do we relate to this? How do we model this in our own lives? That's idea one. Then the second question, which will be the second part of this year, it's a very basic question the Mefarshim ask on this Gemara, and it's really obvious if you think about it. And this is articulated in Rabbi Sternbach in Source 4, but it's asked by a lot of the Sfarim. This Gemara seems difficult to understand, as the Aron itself was made of wood and covered with gold, so that its interior was also not the same as its exterior. If you want to tell me that the Aron was wooden, and they had an inner layer of gold inside and an outer layer of gold outside, Micha. But we're talking about, even with that, it's not like the inner and the outer. There's wood in between. But here particularly, when you have a golden box, a wooden box, and a golden box, so you want to tell me the inner is like the outer? I'm telling you, the inner is not like the outer. The inner is gold plus wood, and the outer is gold. So what do you mean to learn from here that the inner and the outer have to be the same? That's what a Tamil Chacham, a scholar, is like, when here the Aron is not something which had the inner and the outer exactly the same. If the box was just made of gold, then I would say, okay, the inner and the outer are the same, but it wasn't just made of gold. You had acacia wood in the middle. How do we understand this? And again, it's lessons for our lives. So just to give a sense of this, of the second question, just to give a sense, the Shemin HaTov raises this question, and he says, it's Archiyun Bazeh, you have to wonder. He says, Umuchrachim Lomar, we're forced to say, De Kevan da Zahav Mechaseh Ta'etz Mishteit Sadim, Hein Lamala Vahein Lamata, Im Kein Ashish Gam Sheino Shel Zahav Nikrazeh Gam Kein Tochel Kibaro. He says, what you're forced to be said, and we're going to see that there are other approaches, obviously, we're not even going to do all of them, obviously, is that because the wood had an outer layer of gold, and the inside was of gold, so that's why you say the inner and the outer are the same. You're right, there was wood in between, but since the innermost was gold, and the outermost was gold, that's what it means, the inner and the outer are parallel. Okay, so that's an approach, and we'll have to see, obviously, more approaches. Let's take a look, first and foremost, And what does it mean, Tohu Kabaro, on two levels. The first is Rav Volpe brings down the Aron Mishkan was made of wood, but it was covered on the inside and outside from gold. Chazal tell us that a true Talmid Chacham must resemble the Aron, its inside must mirror its outside. What does this mean? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos Beis Vav, it is forbidden for one to smooth talk and cajole. He should not say one thing with his mouth while intending something else in his heart. Rather, his inside should be like his outside. A Talmid Chacham must say what he means and means what he says. Continuing in Source 8, we can deduce from this that the first step in becoming Talmid Chacham is being meticulous with one's speech. The Rambam continues that even a single word of wielding or deceit is forbidden. Only true speech, an accurate spirit, and a pure heart devoid of any treachery and deception. The two things that set humans apart from all other living creatures are intelligence and the ability to talk. A person must be careful to use this powerful tool of speech in the proper manner, thereby manifesting this superiority. And we can easily understand this idea that Rav Volpe is bringing down, is that speech reflects the Ruach Mamalala, that part of us, the Nefesh Chaya, that living spirit within us. The living spirit within us is manifested in the ability to think and ability to speak. That ability to speak is something that's articulated, something that we bring out into the outer world. So this is what it means on one level, that your toho kibaro means that which is in your inner world, your thoughts, your speech, your ability to conjure up ideas. That ability to then bring it out into the outer world, there has to be a parallel between the outer and inner, that it's in sync with each other, and that what you're thinking, you're expressing. And it's not a chadba peva chadba lev, as the famous expression goes. It's not that you think one thing, and then you say something else. In your mind, you're thinking, oh my gosh, this person is a slob, and you say, wow, it's so nice to see you. It's always like being around you. Such a pleasant experience, right? Not, right? So what you're thinking and what you're saying are on two different pages. A Talmid Chacham, and this is something that the Kohanim were described in the second chapter of Malachi, is that you have the Emes, Nimsa, is found in his mouth. B'sfivu b'satav kivduni, you have this ability to have the heart and mind in sync. Rabbi Fran brings the following ma'aseh. He says, the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law, Rav Shmuel Greinemann, once went to an early mincha, which began at 12:45. It turned out there were exactly 10 people for the minyan, with them included. Just as I was about to start, Rav Shmuel turned to the Chazon Ish and said, I just remember, and I made an appointment to meet someone at 1:00. What should I do? If I want to make it in time for the appointment, I must leave now, but if I leave now, you won't have a minyan for mincha. What's the question? Asked, said the Chazon Ish. Of course you have to go now. A word is a word. You told the man 1:00, and you have to keep your word. Don't worry about the minyan. Right? We would say, oh, it's probably a worker. He's always late anyway. So if I'm late, mincha's more important. You know, minyan yishvei rabba. You know, there's only 10 people here. How can I leave? Right? We rationalize all these things. The Chazon Ish was so clear. You gave your word 1:00. Whether the person shows up or not is irrelevant. We need to keep our word. A word is a word, and that's what we need to understand clearly. So that's one aspect of what Toho Kivaro is all about, that a person has to understand that they need to express what's inside their heart, and they need to be in sync and use the koach hadibur, the power of speech, in the appropriate way. You make a commitment to somebody, you make a promise to somebody, you carry it out. And that's basic. The second idea is found in Rav Uri Weissblum's Sefer Haras Derech. And he says, Alu liyot shadam yichya kol yamav chayim kfulim. It can very well be, and I think all of us can relate to this, that we live a double life. Kasher nimsa ben rabim lomed hu biritinos. When you're involved, right, in public, you learn very carefully. Mechavei mitfilato, you focus on your davening, your medactic mitzvos, you're careful in your mitzvos. You don't say brachos, you know, in a haphazard way. But when you're suddenly found by yourself, there's no one around, oh, whole different story. You daven as if you're forced to daven. You're learning here and there. You mezalzel mitzvos, you mumble benching, and you act in a way where, you know, you throw out a bracha here and there. You don't think about what you're doing, and your midos aren't impeccable midos. So he says, and I think all of us, again, can relate to this, that It's as if we're two different types of people. When we're in public and people are watching us, so then we act, you know, very nicely and very cautiously, and we're very careful about our mitzvahs, so we know people are watching us. We have to, you know, act accordingly. But I'm in private, like, you know, oh gosh, I gotta do this mitzvah. And our whole attitude is much different. And he says, God forbid, it's not that people are trying to deceive other people. Elosham Miskeret Damol lined in the first paragraph in 10, Mechayevet Oto. Miskeret Shel Rabbi Mechayevet Oto. When you're in public, it creates a certain reality. Akasher Nim Salavado and Miskeret Mechayevet. But when you're alone, then you don't have that same, you know, social pressure, peer pressure, not in a negative sense, to hold you and to ensure that what you're doing is correct. How did Chazal look at this? They said this is exactly what we're talking about. That a Talmid Chacham has to have his pnimius and his chitzonius in sync. Shemasav einam zehim l'matzav apnim shal nefesh eino Talmid Chacham. If a person's going to act publicly and privately in two different ways, you can't be a Talmid Chacham. Because a Talmid Chacham, by definition, tocho gebaro mean, it doesn't matter if you're alone, it doesn't matter if a zillion people are watching you. You are going to act the same way because this is truly who you are. And it's irrelevant what situation you're in, and it's irrelevant who's around you. You are, through and through, tocho gebaro, committed to being doing the correct thing. And he notes here that it doesn't say that Tocha Kabaro, you're going to be a tzaddik or a chassid, you're a Talmid Chacham. If your Torah, he mean our safav lachut, if your Torah is just lip service, zot surat limunche, now you cholal atzmiach Talmid Chacham. You can't grow a Talmid Chacham. The first understanding of our title, golden growth. The Aron represents what the goal of a Talmid Chacham is. The goal of a Talmid Chacham, the golden growth, is to be Tocha Kabaro, that you're one, you're in sync with each other. Because the idea of a Talmid Chacham, not someone who just learns a lot, El Shekayemini is Tahut Melayab, and Pnim Yotel Lechitzinoto. The definition of a Talmid Chacham is somebody whose inner and outer world are in sync, one with each other. Now, if we just take this idea a little bit deeper to understand what this is about, obviously there's a tremendous amount of depth here, and we're going to analyze bits of it as we continue to Mirtz Hashem. But I want to focus in on a beautiful idea Rav Freifeld speaks about, and the Sefer Rav Freifeld speaks. Source 12. There's a medrash that equates a Talmid Chacham, a Torah scholar, with Shabbos. A Talmid Chacham is considered to be a paradigm of Shabbos. In what way are the two connected? It is precisely in this aspect of Shabbos, its menucha, its harmonious interrelatedness of the entire cosmos, that we find the essential nature of a Talmid Chacham. What do you think makes a Talmid Chacham? Vast knowledge of all the Talmud and the ancient texts? Does that alone make a Talmid Chacham? No, it does not. That makes an encyclopedia, a computer. It doesn't make a Talmid Chacham. A Talmid Chacham is a singular species of humanity. Listen to the way he describes this. It is so, so inspiring. A Talmid Chacham is someone who is attuned to the metaphysical symmetry of the cosmos. He knows the pathways and the boundaries. He understands that if he should violate the boundaries, if he should hurt or cause damage to another person, he would upset the balance of the entire cosmos. If you look at the laws of Shulchan Aruch that govern the behavior of Talmid Chacham, you will begin to discern the contours and the landscape of his life. The Talmid Chacham, through his broad and intensive Torah studies, has encountered the metaphysical system that encompasses all existence. He lives with a strong commitment to respect these boundaries. In that sense, he's like Shabbos, the day that symbolizes and encapsulates a unified field of the universe. Let's try to bring this down a little bit into earth. He tells the story of the Vilna Gaon had a Talmid, Rav Zalman Voloshiner, who was Rav Chaim Voloshiner's brother, who was a tremendous friend of Talmid Chacham, who had a phenomenal memory and tremendous insight. And one day, source 14, he was sitting in the base of Medrash, completely absorbed in a difficult piece of Gemara, when a stranger approached him with a question. The stranger, being a Lithuanian, could not enunciate his syllables well, and this brought a gentle smile to Rav Zalman's face and some good-natured witticism to his lips. As soon as the stranger walked away, it occurred to Rosalman he might have hurt the man's feelings ever so slightly. He quickly jumped up and ran after the man, wanting to apologize and ask for forgiveness, but the man had left the basement entrance. He ran into the street, looked in all directions. The man seemed to have vanished in midair. And it's a very long story how Rosalman actually became physically sick, and they had to go to the Gra to ask what they should do to make him feel better, that he felt so bad that he may have inadvertently hurt somebody's feelings by making this comment to him. What's going on here? Here's the key. 15. Rav Zalman, however, knew that with his casual good-natured witticism at the stranger's expense, he might have upset the balance of the unified cosmos. Because of his profound insight into the almighty sacred universe, this infraction was to him like an earthquake or volcano, and he was desperate to correct it. He was not driven by fear that there would be a mark against him in his personal record. Rather, he wanted to reestablish the balance and unity that he had unwittingly disturbed. And that's why a Talmid Chacham, Tocho Kevaro, the inner and the outer, in his world, and we know that every person is a mini-world, and our world reflects the outer world. When we are not in sync, when we act in a way that is unbecoming to us, when we say something that's really not appropriate to say on the level that who we are, because our mitos are... character traits have to resemble the fact that we're involved, Talmid Chacham, in this high level of learning. If there's any disunity, there's any disruption between the two, it is not only affecting him as a person of imbalance, it's creating an earthquake, a volcano in the whole world of a level of imbalance. So when we say, we're talking about here the idea of Tocho Kevaro, the inner and the outer are in sync, what we're really saying is that the whole world has to be in sync, one with each other, and that the Talmid Chacham is so acutely aware of everything they think, everything they say, everything they do, is so measured because it reflects a reality of who they are. That's the Tocho Kevaro, that is this intricate balance. And it's interesting, we'll need to discuss this Gemara as well when we're looking at the two levels that we'll begin to examine. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that the famous story about Rabbi Gamliel's dispute with Rabbi Yoshua. Well, Rabbi Gamliel was head of the yeshiva. He had followed exclusive admission policy, accepting only those students who were Tocho Kevarim, who were identical inside and out. And that was the admission policy of Rabbi Gamliel's yeshiva. And obviously, you could imagine, it wasn't so big. The guard would say, your inside doesn't match your outside. Goodbye. Rabbi Lazar changed his admission policy. He opened the doors to all comers, and several hundred new benches were added. When Rabbi Gamliel heard about this, he was crestfallen, fearing that he unfairly withheld Torah from the Jewish people. And again, we need to discuss this idea as well. What does that mean? That the guard could be able to tell Tocho Kevaro, and what was Rabbi Yoshua thinking, what was Rabbi Gamliel thinking, what did he indeed prevent Torah from these people? How do we understand this? So my friends, let's look at this Gemara, let's look at our original question of how can it be inner and outer matching when there isn't an inner and outer match. You have gold, wood, gold, so the inner does not match the outer, the wood doesn't match the gold. I want to look at this on two levels and really try to understand. Lessons, obviously, very much for our lives. Let's start with Chochmah HaMatzpun, who quotes Rav Ubi. Source 17. Hageder Rishon Hu Sheyeh B'Listirot. The goal in our life is to be living without contradictions. V'lo rak stira ben hayedia v'metziut, el shelo tiyeh stira b'adam atzmo. There can't be an contradiction within you yourself. You have to live who you are. Now, what is the Tocho? What is that inner world that we need to live with? He says in the arrow, Tocho hi ayira v'atara me'avla, boro hu asko b'torah. The outer is involved in Torah. The inner world is the world of Yira Shamayim, a world of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzvicha liyot hatama ben yidiat haTorah ve'yirah. You have to be able to learn Torah and then feel Hashem's presence. And if you have Yiras Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem, if you have Yiras Hashem and awareness of Hashem, then really everything else falls into place because Yiras Hashem is going to allow you to act in the appropriate way, as we've been speaking about in the last few weeks, when you are aware that Hashem is with you at every single moment. When you're aware that every one of your actions is being watched by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to, you know, respond accordingly. So that's the ability. So if you really work on that gyro, then the outer tower learning is going to be in sync with, and your maisim, your actions are going to be in sync. If you're not going to live this world of knowing Hashem and acting accordingly, then you're living a life of lot. And this is how Rashi explains that original pasuk we saw in the Gemara. Rashi explains that someone who doesn't live a life in sync is like one, the pasuk says, who drinks water. So, what do you mean drinking water? Water, Torah is compared to water, yes. Mayim marvim simano shel adam in the dat, aval ein lahem hashpa'a ruchanit kamo yayin v'kadomeh lorer o lalhiv. In this particular case, yes, water and Torah are very much related. And we need water's life and Torah's life, granted. In this particular case, the imagery of water is used in the negative sense, is because if you're going to look at Torah in just the way of water, says Rashi, so it's going to be able to quench your thirst, i.e. your yediyas, your knowledge, all more and more knowledge. But that's where it's going to begin and end. Water doesn't excite you. It's not like wine. When you drink wine, you feel passionate. When you drink wine, you feel alive. So a Talmid Chacham has to not be somebody who's just drinking water. A Talmid Chacham is somebody who's not just gaining more information, but there's an inner passion which reflects the outer learning. Avalonot ash ba'ali diato batorim li'irali mitara ish ayu. If you're just going to learn and know, but you're not going to have that action reflecting it, so you can't be a Talmid Chacham, you're limited. The Slobaka Rosh Yeshiva in Source 18 points out, the first thing you have to understand here, that the outer world is not just the world of Torah, it's a golden world, which means that the Talmid Chacham has to act in a certain way, which reflects that he's a Talmid Chacham. He has to walk around with this pride, with this outer feeling, with this outer honor. He is a Talmid Chacham. He has to be aware of it. 19. Ulami karma shabao divrehum bao la rare to tamite chachamim lidrosh vimenu shilotocho kabaro. What we're asking from, what the Gemara is teaching us, is that the inner world has to be the olam apteimi. Ubemet tocho zuha markivai karibim atoshal Talmid Chacham. And that's the essential world of a Talmid Chacham. And if he's not going to work on himself for a yira, for ahava, for the emotional aspects of his Yiddishkeit, then all of his learning, as great as they are going to be limited. Because those great knowledge isn't going to impact on who you are. And this is a challenge that we all know we have. You can have students who will be straight A-plus students, but their actions don't reflect it. They can be sitting in the Beis Medrash all day and not be a mensch. That is the challenge. The challenge is Toho Kibara. What Chazal are telling us, the Aram, which had the Luchos, the Aram, which represents Torah, the epitome of Torah is that there has to be an inner and outer world that are going to be in sync with each other. The inner world of knowledge of Hashem, the inner world of wanting to do the Ritzon Hashem, and the outer world of knowledge are one and the same. Continues Rav Lubi. We have to be very careful. And this is on the next page. Because we live in a world of fantasy in 23. We live in a world of Dimayon, where we create all of these excuses why, in this particular case, it's okay if I don't do X, Y, or Z. You're right. I really should stand up for that older person on and give them a seat on the bus. But because of, you know, and I had such a hard day, and even the old person would say to me, oh man, what you went through today, of course you should sit down. And we create all of these realities, which in our minds are rationalizations why our inner and outer world don't have to be in sync. Of course I should bench carefully, of course, and of course I should bench. You hear so often that people will say, you know what, I grab something to eat and I'm learning, and I get so involved in my learning that before I know it, the time has passed to bench, and I forgot benching. Okay, it was pretty bad. I forgot benching. You know, it's for men, it's a derice, it's from the Torah, but I was learning. So, you know, if I was learning, that's like, you know, that's pretty good. You know, that's a good excuse. And this is where, when we start creating all these rationalizations, and we start thinking along these lines, so then the inner and the outer world become to have a disconnect. And that which we know, benching, it's important to do. again, the rationalization. Well, I'm learning. Oh, I'm involved in taking care of my kid. You know, it's a bit so say, she's my grandma, and I really don't have time to bench, and God wants me to take care of my kid, and the kid is crying, and the kid is bleeding. Whatever the excuses are, right? Obviously, within, you know, logical realm. We live our whole lives this way. We live our whole lives knowing a tremendous amount and then making excuses for all the inconsistencies that we have in our lives and living a world of disconnect. And we'll just add parenthetically, is there any wonder why we don't feel a passion in our Yiddishkeit? Is there any wonder why we're living with a world of tension when we are the ones to blame for it because we don't have this balance between the inner and the outer world? And he goes on, taking this idea one step further, and he says that this is the idea of what Shochad is about. This is the idea of what bribery is about. We know, this is in 24, that if a person would do a favor to one of the judges, like, you know, help him across the bridge, he wouldn't judge his case. He says, I'm already biased toward you. Very similar way he spoke about a little bit last week. He says, do you know how many biases we have within ourselves and how it's so hard to understand really what we need to do and how we need to do it? There has to be a certain amount of integrity and honesty. And then Rav Wolbe adds another idea. He says there's another reason why. A lot, but these are two major ones. One reason why there's a disconnect between us is because we live in a world of rationalizations. Light is dark, dark is light. We create certain realities, we imagine certain things, we convince ourselves of certain things, and when we have a very, very, you know, fertile mind, then we have many reasons why we don't have to live what we know, because, and we fill in the excuse. He says there's another aspect. If integrity is one aspect, there's another aspect, and this is a very much a theme in Rav Wolbe's writings, is it's important to be able to know who we are and be an individual in our Avodas Hashem. What do we mean by this? He says in 26, Hatchalat kol limud hi achikui. How do children learn? They learn by imitation. The child imitates his parents, and that's how he learns how to speak. And you see this. You could have little kids, 1 year old, going like this. Where did they learn to go like this with their finger? Because their parents all day go like this with them, so they learn to go like this, right? It's not something they learned in the womb. It wasn't in the course there. Children are... You ever hear, I'm sure it happens to us, you pick up the phone, you call a friend, and you start speaking to them. This is really embarrassing. And, you know, before you can... When you finally take a breath, the person on the line says, would you like to speak to my mother? They sound exactly the same. Well, where do they learn their tone of voice from? Again, it's imitation. And, you know, you just hope you weren't talking about them before they said, would you like my mother, right? That's where you have to be careful. And he says, as you get older, the Talmid is imitating his Rebbe. And you see that a Talmid's mannerisms are very much like his Rebbe's. And we also imitate our surroundings, and we're also influenced by our surroundings. Is that TV? That's natural. 26 the asterisk. Aval kasher adam omed al dato, hu muchrach l'tzaref el chikui et hadat. At some point, you have to come into the picture. Hare lo kol davar mutar l'chakot. Not everything you can imitate. Gam lo kol hanagat tova hu lamed kol achad. And not everything the Rebbe does is appropriate for the Talmid to do. A person needs to know what is... You have to know what is user-friendly for you and what you are about. And that's why he quotes the famous idea of the Sava Sobotka, or Nassim Tzvi Finkel, Zatzal, about why was Lot saved from the Mapecha, from the destruction of stone? Because he didn't tell that Avram, Sarah, brother and sister, their husband and wife, rather, that he kept a secret, their brother and sister. That's why he was saved. How about the fact that he did achnasat orchim, he welcomed in guests at the expense of his life? Wouldn't you think that would be greater? And the answer he says, and this is very, very scary, and Rav Dessler brings us down in the Kuntra Sabachira, in the aspect of free choice. Bringing in guests for Lot was a no-brainer. He learned this from Avraham Avinu. Duh, he knows how to do that. But the struggle, whether he was going to tell that they were brother and sister, husband and wife, this was a struggle for him. And that's why he gets rewarded. And Rav Dessler speaks about in life, you have to have that koach habechira. You have to consciously choose what you're doing. And that's what makes a person a great person. And that's really what Tocho Gebura is about. That the inner and the outer are in sync, not because I do this on automatic pilot. It's not because I've been following everyone around me and this is how it's done. If you only do things because this is how you were raised, then you really have no aspect of Bechibra in the language of Rav Dessler. And the ones who really get rewarded are your parents and teachers who've taught you to do this. Where does an individual reward, where is the Nekudas HaBechira, the point of free choice, come? When you go beyond that which you were taught and you make it yours and you struggle with it. And this is why there's such a problem, continues in the Arrow in 28, Rav Volbit. This is why we have mitzvos anashim ulumata. This is why we have people doing mitzvos without thinking about it. Saying kriyat shema and have no idea that they're mimakabel o machut shemaim. They're bringing the yoke of God's kingdom down on them. That they're saying brachos and no idea they're thanking God. Why? Because we're doing it out of rote. So when a person's doing something out of rote, their inner and the outer aren't matching. Because there is no inner. There's only the outer manifestation, but the inner of who you are. The inner of making a conscious choice. Okay, I grew up saying brachos my whole life, right? My parents said before they gave me a cookie, Baruch Ata, and I say till today, Baruch Ata, and I say Mitzvos. Beautiful, yay! Did I think about the process of the wheat? Did I think about the process of the how it was made and what goes into a cookie, and how much love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, and he's Bore, he's continually creating, and he's Melech HaOlam, and he has apportioned out this particular cookie to me, and Atah, it's as if I'm bringing Hashem right down toward me, and I'm having a relationship with it. Even if once a day we set a bracha with Kavana, we've now entered into the Tocha. We've now entered into the inner world. And the inner world is the world that we've chosen. The inner world is the world of struggle. The inner world is our world. It's a world that we have created. And that's the Talmid Chacham. The Talmid Chacham is somebody who has worked and is continues to work on himself, that he has created this world. He's created based on everything he's been taught, his own ability to come and be an Eved Hashem. His own simcha, his own mindset. Rachmana Liba Bai, we've spoken about many times, what Hashem wants is our heart. Hashem wants us. Hashem wants us in that action. Now this explains, my friends, the Tocho Gebura. Brings down Rav Rice and Rosh Tzurim, source number 30, the following. Skulato apnimit shel tamid chacham mishulal la'etz. That's why tamid chacham, in the inner, in the core, is compared to a tree. What's the koach of a tree? Gold, a metal, doesn't grow. It's cold. Tree is a sign of life. It's a sign of growth. It's a sign of movement. Smicha. Afa chacham ve'emet le'olam eino kufa b'mkomo b'dargato. A Talmid Chacham is not just a metal, gold, in one place. A Talmid Chacham is someone who works on the Koach HaBechira, the Tocho, who's able to work on who he is and his relationship with Hashem. It's alive. It's like the tree. V'tamidu tzomeach v'oleh l'gova v'komato ruchani mitromem v'olechet. They don't live a static life. They live a dynamic life. That has to be the Toch. That has to be the inner world of the Talmid Chacham. Listen closely what he says here, and it's very powerful. Yes, the Talmid Chacham has inside of him that desire and that ability to grow and to make Yiddishkeit his. However, he's sandwiched by gold on either part. That's the Tocho Gebura. And he goes on to say that gold, which is that metal, is able to keep him in bounds. Which means that there is proper ways of learning and things that are inappropriate ways to learn. There are things that are appropriate in your Avodas Hashem to do, and then there are things that are outside of your Avodas Hashem to do, and they're just not appropriate, and we don't create our own religion. And that's why, yes, there is this need of passion and enthusiasm. However, having said that, there's a rigidity of the goal of what this is permitted and this is not permitted. A person can't say, you know, I'm going to create my own meditative experience and I'm going to do A, B, and C. If it's within the parameters of halacha, hatov v'manayim, if it's not, then we have to realize that our smicha, our desire to grow and to move and to be us in the real sense, the integrity and the individuality has to be within the parameters of the gold box within and the gold box without, within the parameters of halacha and the parameters of what the Torah says. We cannot create our own religion. And that's why we know, Ad Hayom Hazeh, that people want to create things that are very beautiful ceremonies. If this is not within the rubric of halacha or the aspect of what the Chachamim say is allowed and appropriate, that have much inspiration you think you are going to get, the goal tells you you have to be limited. That, my friends, is our challenge. Our challenge is to be alive within the boxes, to be alive within the parameters of Torah. But you got to be a woman, you got to be alive, you got to be vibrant. Rav Pinkus, and we've done this many times in Source 31, it's one of my favorite pieces. I have a lot of favorite pieces, I know. It speaks about the difference between Sion and Yavon on Hanukkah. Sion is Zion. Yavon is Greece. What's the letter difference between Sion and Yavon? They're almost exact. Tzadik Yud Vav Nun. It's Sion. Yud Vav Nun is Yavon. One letter different. The Tzadik. Now it's Rav Pinkus. The difference between two Jews doing the same exact thing. Two Jews can daven. Two Jews can learn Torah. One can be a Yavon type of Jew and one can be a Tzion type of Jew. What's the difference of Pasuk that we have that tells us, Pasuk in the second paragraph of Chavakuk, V'tzadik be'munaso yechye, hineu flalo yishrali bo, a hoardy person. Tzadik be'munaso yechye is not going to work. Tzadik lives by his emunah. You know what it means to live by your emunah? It's about being. A tzadik is one who's yichya, who's alive. The tzadik represents that letter tzadik in front of Yavon. The tzadik, the tzion, is bemunoso yichya. You're alive, you're vibrant. Your Torah is alive. Your learning is alive. Your midos are alive. Your chesed is alive. You're not, you know, visiting somebody, I have to visit you. Look at your watch. You know, in a shiva visit, you can't wait to get out. You're seeing, you know, that person left and that person left. You know what? Now I'm going to make a go for it. When they stand up, I'm just going to join them. Hamakum minachem, I'm out of here. Okay, you may have been minachem afel. Maybe yes, maybe not. But you're not there. Your whole time, you're thinking about how you can get out of there. Is that yichya? Is that chiyus? Is that alive? Particularly in a shiva visit, it's important to be alive. We're missing it. The burrow, the inner, is missing. And Rav Pinkus continues in 32 and 33. He says, a computer will also know a lot of information. In today's day and age, you press a computer, it'll tell you. You know, they say this about Rav Chaim. They told him, you know, how many times does the word use the word Moshe in the Chumash? And he gives them a number. And they said, well, the computer gave a different number. He says, that is, or something like Miseh. Right? The computer doesn't know the difference. Mem, Shin, Hey, it's the same difference, right? That's why there's a discrepancy in the numbers. A Talmud Chacham and a computer can do the same thing. What's the difference? A Talmud Chacham can create. A Talmud Chacham can understand. A Talmud Chacham can take one idea and connect it to another idea. A computer can't. It's the middle. We have to be this aspect of vibrancy. When Chazal tell us a Talmud Chacham is Tocho Kevaro, and we have to try to emulate this level, albeit we're not Talmidei Chachamim, but we have to try to work on this as our model, that we can't just be a metal. Tocho Kevaro, inside like outside, means your inside, your wood, has to impact the gold on the outside. You have to be able to have vibrancy in your Torah learning. Let's take this one step deeper, my friends, and then we'll move to the second level. Plus it tells us, this is Rav Shraga Grossbar, 34, Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol asher yikru be'emes Hashem is close to all those who call Him in truth. So, if you're calling out to Hashem, obviously it must be in truth. Obviously must be coming from truth. Omnam, listen closely in the asterisks, emes oe nekuda pnimichi v'pnimius. Emes, truth, is the inner core of all inner cores, of all the mitzios. A person is made up of so many different parts of self. And there's so many different things that are pulling a person at any time. Right? And we know this, right? We all have parts. And our parts act in different ways. We have the part that's anxious. We have the part that's upset. We have the part that's gentle. We have so many parts. But who's the core of us? What's the nefesh of a person? V'amarkas shel nefesh hi emes. A person can be a great person. Hakol urak b'fchimat chitzonius. It's only an external level. Efshar lamo beruma madregos? V'adai mon likanes l'tokei chalapnim. It's sad, but it's emes. It's truth. We don't hit the world of truth. We don't get to the core of who we really are. We live so many different lives in so many different ways that the core, the toch of a person is often not seen. The point of emes, the core of who we are. He gives a great imagery of this. We know Yeravam ben Nevat, the first king of the 10 tribes when the kingdom split in the times of Rechavah and after Shlomo Melech's death. He was the greatest Talmid Chacham in that generation. He was a Talmid Mufak of Achia HaShiloni, who comes from the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim. He was unparalleled. He was the greatest of all people. And we know that Gaiva, unfortunately, on his level, arrogance got to him, and he made these Eglei Zahav, he made these golden calves so people wouldn't have to go to Yerushalayim, and that they could serve in Beit El and Dan, and that way he could keep his kingdom without getting into more detail. So the Gemara tells us at one point, Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol, this is imagery, tafsuhu bivigdo, he grabbed him in his clothes, and he says, chazor becha, return. Ani v'atau ben Yishai, ah, you and ben Yishai, David HaMelech, walk together in Gan Eden. So Yeravam asked, mi barosh, who's going to be first? Ben Yishai barosh. David will be first. And again, just parenthetically, it's such a beautiful seif of Musar. He says, if you take a look at the language of the Gemara, Hashem said, ah, you and Ben Yishai. He was second, and Ben Yishai was third. But he wanted to hear it again. He was such a person to cover. He said, tell me again, who's going to be second? Ah, you want to hear it again? Ben Yishai is going to be second. Ah, if he's going to be second, I'm not interested. He's not interested. Hashem grabs him in his clothes and says, return. He says, I'm not interested. What's going on here? So listen to the way Drachraka explains it. Aval kol esegim halalu, all the greatness of Yeravam, again on his level, hayu b'vchina b'vigdo, Hashem grabbed him in his clothes, in the outer world. Rak b'levush b'chelek achitzon, v'ilul nekuda p'nimichi b'pnimis u'lovigia, he wasn't able to reach that inner world to the toch of the halacha. And when a person is faced with a very difficult challenge, if they haven't been able to enter into that world of Pnimius, it is very easy that it will easily happen that a person will fall. And that's why you can have Karav Hashem L'chol Karav. Hashem is close to all those who call out. You can call out and not call out from a place of emes. The place of emes is not necessarily defined as truth. It's the place of that inner reality where you know that you are at Tzelem Elokim. You are in the image of God and you have with clarity what you're doing here. And this explains the Gemara that says when you want to take leave of your friend, you should take leave in saying a Dvar Halacha. And that way they'll remember you. What's a Dvar Halacha? The Dvar Halacha is the Pnim, it's the Neshama, it's the essence. You want to really have a person remember you? Tap into the inner core. The inner core is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Halacha, it's a Tzelem Elokim, it's a godly spark. And this is why, in 37, Rabbi Gamliel did not want these people to come. He says, I don't want these students to come to Bevchina Chachmato Murbami Masav. He was worried that their wisdom would be so great, but it would be a beged, it wouldn't be the Pnimius. And then they're going to do themselves a disfavor. They're going to think they know a lot, but they're not acting accordingly. And that is what he was worried about. And that's why we daven in our Shmon Esrei, Shabbos, and Chagim. What a great line. V'taher libeinu Hashem, purify our hearts, la'avdecha, to serve you, ve'emes. And emes is a crucial theme in the Rosh Hashanah davening. Emes. What are we asking for? Shenizkeh l'avod Hashem ve'emes. V'chiti techein avod Hashem she'ena ve'emes. Can it be that we serve God without truth? She b'sheker. What does this mean? Ela bakasha yishizkeh l'avod Hashem mitocha nekuda pnimis. Emes means, let me access that core me. She'avod Hashem lo tiyarek v'chilek ha'chitzoni shel adam. Not just I'm going through the motions. Ela tachtur la'omek pnimis ha'leiv. Zonikra be'emes. Let it enter, let it permeate into who I am, into the core of what my being is all about. That's what we're diving for. That's a Talmid Chacham, who's a Tocho Kibaro, who lives a life of emes. It's interesting, the Chidushei Arim understands this Gemara by Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Gamliel, 41, that why was Rabbi Gamliel feeling bad afterwards? He saw that he thought it would be no good to have so much learning of Torah that wouldn't impact you. What he didn't realize, says the Chidushei Arim, let's take a look at the end of 41. The Torah they were learning was transforming them, penetrating to their hearts and minds and making them the real thing, the genuine article. True Torah scholars, gilded within and without. This was the cause of his regrets. He had not given these young men the opportunity to be exposed to Torah. He had seen them as they were and rejected them when he should have realized that the Torah study itself would change them into the genuine Torah scholars they could have become from the beginning. That's the goal. That's what we need to work toward. So my friends, what we've seen till now, just to summarize before we move to the second level. The first idea is, how do we understand what Tocho Kibaro is? That your speech, the outer thoughts, and your speech are parallel. The second idea is your outer action and your inner actions are in sync one with each other. You are really, at the outer and inner world, have everything have to be in symmetry and balance, and that is affecting the entire cosmos of the inner and outer world. How do we understand Tocho Kibaro when there was wood and it was an outer and inner gold? The answer is that we have to understand that the wood represents the world of the inner. The world of the inner is a world of growth, that we can't have a stira, some type of contradiction between our inner and outer world. The outer world of doing, 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 but the inner world I'm not holding there. In the inner world, I don't feel anything. In the inner world, I don't feel like I'm accessing my koach habechira. I'm not accessing the point of emes, that point of truth. Yes, it has to have goals on both sides, recognizing that I can't do whatever I feel like in terms of my avodas Hashem. I am within the confines of halacha, emunos chachamim, etc. At the same time, I have to, within that mitzvah, within that halacha, rachman alimabai, Hashem wants our heart, He wants our passion, He wants that wood, He wants that element of growth. The second aspect to understand this Gemara, let's take a look at Rav Schlesinger v'Zosa Torah. Ulai ha-Torah ratzta on the arrow 42, l'lamdeinu b'zeh ha'ach sarich la'arol tamid chacham b'chitzinoto u'b'pnimoto. This idea of the Gemara is teaching us how we should look like in the outer and inner worlds. Ha'inu shubimachut sarich ha-tamid chacham la'arol kezahav. In the outer world you have to look golden. That's Kavanat Torah. Chazal tell that a Tamid Chacham who has a stain on his clothes is Chayim Misa. A Tamid Chacham has to look in a dignified way. He has to dress a certain way. He has to walk in a certain way. He has to look like a Tamid Chacham. However, Aval betov tocho hu tzarich liyot anav v'shafel berech ki lel hazakim. But in the inner world, he has to be anav. He has to be humble. He has to be tzanua u'mistapek u'muat. In the outer world, he looks glorified, dignified, right? Everyone's, you know, singing when he walks into the room or standing up. Inside of him, he feels the shiftless. He feels the wood. Rav Sternbach. However, people expect him to behave in a superior manner, which is symbolized by the external gold covering, and also be replete with Yerush Shemayim. Midos Tavos is symbolized by the internal gold covering. However, and his private thoughts. So the outer and the inner world, he has to be the best. Outer world, the way he acts, the inner world, to Yerush Shemayim, his Midos Tavos, has to be amazing. However, in his private thoughts, he lives with awareness that he's nothing more than wood, since his deeds, speech, and thoughts are still in need of such much improvement in light of his true potential for greatness. Such a person is indeed following the path of a true Talmid Chacham. Although his internal dialogue with the Creator is wooded and reflects a genuine anava, his external behavior, which is witnessed by onlookers, is appropriately gilded. His inside is like his outside in the sense that both of them conform to the path that a genuine Talmid Chacham is supposed to follow. Wow. What does it mean, inner and outer? The outer looks like the outer in terms of the gold and everybody giving him cover, and he acts in that way, in a respectful way, that he's an emissary of the Torah's greatness. And in his inner way, he's acting the way the inner world should look, and that is with anivus, with humility. And again, in 44, just parenthetically, we've mentioned this before, a Ben Torah is transparent like glass in the sense that his external behavior reflects his inner state, and by examining his conduct, an onlooker can tell whether he's a genuine Talmid Chacham. It's hard to really see if you have Yiras Shamayim, says a Chazon Ish, if you want to check out a boy, see how he davens. Let's understand this idea of the outer and inner on this level. It's interesting, notes the Mishchat Shemin in Source 45, we don't call the Aron an Aron Zahav. We don't call it the Aron of gold. We call it the Aron of wood. Why? Because to call it gold when there's wood in it is not being honest. A Talmid Chacham, to really be a Talmid Chacham, has to live with a level of honesty. He has to know which part of him is gold and which part of him is wood. And to call himself something that he's not is living a level of dishonesty. Part of the greatness of a person is knowing their limitations. Part of the greatness of a person is knowing their level of wood, their level of humility, knowing what they can accomplish and what they can't accomplish. Let's take a look at the last page, 48. The Ratzono L'Adat Be'emes Be'ezeh Madriga Hu'Omeid U'Ma Matzavo Amiti. Every person, Talmid Chacham, as well as all of us, has to know exactly where we're holding. Azai Suma Lav La'Yem B'Toch Nivchei Nafsho HaNistarim V'Vashesh Be'hem Eitev. To look at your inner world and to really know it well. V'Kashir Yakir Be'emet Be'ezeh Ma'amad Hu'Ocheis Az Yikpal Latzol Me'ya Derech. And then you can honestly be able to walk on that path. To pretend that you're a Talmid Chacham and you're full of gold when you have wood inside of you, it's not honest. To be able to know who you are, what level you're on, and what is appropriate to take on yourself right now and what is not, where you're reaching too high and you're not there yet, is also important. And to know when you're reaching too low and you need to push yourself. You have to be able to be honest with this type of cheshbon nefesh. You have to be honest with yourself. Am I on this level? Am I not? A Talmid Chacham is somebody who knows where they're holding, and they act in the inner and the outer world where they're at, all the while knowing that they have where to improve. I just heard very recently, I think it was said about the vision, so Rebbe of Muncie was just Nifter. Toward the end, when he was doing rehab, and the therapist said, I want you to push me, because that was testing the Rebbe's strength. So the Rebbe says, no. He says, push me. So the son said, he wants you to push him to see what strength he has. And the Vishnu Rebbe says, I've never pushed a Yid. I've never pushed a Jew, and I'm not going to start now. Now, if you're on the level of Vishnu Rebbe Zatzal, then you don't ever push a Jew, and you wouldn't push, in his mind, even in therapeutic sense. Are most of us on this level, can we say we've never pushed anybody? Can we say that we're on a bus, we're somewhere, or we needed to get somewhere, we've never pushed somebody? So for us to mimic this level, and, you know, in a therapeutic sense, and someone says, push me, say, wow, I'm like the Vishnu Sarebe Tzatzal, I'm not going to push anybody. Who are you fooling here? Desat Tocho Kibaro. You push people all the time. Suddenly you want to be on that level, you're not there. You have to be honest. You want to start with working on being very careful not to get in a crowded place so you don't push somebody? Okay, so start there. But don't start saying you're a great tzaddik when you're not. Your inner and your outer don't match. That's the level of Talmidei Chachamim. That's the level of great people. But you got to know your level. You got to be honest with your level. And you can't pretend to be somewhere you're not, because it's not who you are. It's living a lie. This idea he echoes in 49 through 51, based on the Chizkuni, that after the whole story of Korach, and Lazar the son of Aaron took the machtot, the pans that were used to offer the incense, which was not accepted, but the pans became holy, and he made them a tzipui lamizbeach. He made them a covering of the altar, the altar nechoshet of copper. So the question that's asked is, well, what is the addition going to make any difference? If it's already made of copper, the altar, so adding just another layer of copper isn't going to be a sign for anything. So says the Chizkuni, it wasn't made on the outer level of the altar. It was rather made on the top as like a roof to the altar of Nechoshet. Why? Because it's a sign to people. You want to get close to God? Remember Korach. Right, ki kol oida kulam kadoshim ubetocham Hashem umaduot yinasu okal Hashem. Everybody's holy. Everyone's on a high level. No, stop. Look at the boundaries. Look at who you are and be honest with who you are. That's the greatness of what a Talmid Chacham is about. It's about somebody who has, on the outer world, he acts a certain way. In the inner world, he's very well aware of who he is. And he knows his place. He has that level of anivus, of shiflut. He knows where he's holding, what's appropriate, what's not. He's not fooling himself that he's gold and gold and all he's about is gold. And he can act in ways that are way above where his level is. No. He knows where he's holding. He's honest about where he's holding. That's the goal for all of us. That we can act a certain way and know that this is really parallel to who and what we are. And we're not trying to fool ourselves in any way. That's the Tohu Kabaro. It's interesting. The Yakud Lech HaTov brings down from the Rebbe of Sadagora in 52. What we mentioned in passing, who was this guard that was able to look at a person and said, you're Tohu Kabaro, you're not. You're, you know, you inner and outer match. You're somebody who's, you know, living, you know, a life of where you're holding and you're not. Like, who can be a judge like that? Do we have 3D glasses? So says the Rebbe of Sadagora Zatzel, the Valdic idea, he says, what was the guard that was at the gate of this Beis Medrash that Rebbe Gamliel had, the Rebbe Yeshua, removed? It was a lock and key at the door. Lock and key, yeah. He was testing the boys. Do you really want to learn Torah? Then you're going to find a way to break through. You're going to be a Hillel Zaken, and you're going to learn from the roof. If this is something you really want, then I know that Torah is something really meaningful to you. If you see that it's locked, you say, well, I came to the Beis Medrash, it's locked. Well, what do you want from me? I'm going to go home and do something else. Then you know you're not holding on that level of the passion shifa to learn. And this is true within us as well. We have opportunities to do a chesed. Oh, it didn't work out. Okay, I'll do, maybe another time I'll do it. You know, the door was locked. Couldn't do Tomchei Shabbos. Person wasn't home. Couldn't visit them. They were sleeping in the hospital. There's so many locks and guards, so to speak, in so many things we've done. And we do. If we're a person who's on a level of really being committed to Chesed, so we say, okay, they're sleeping. I'll come back. Okay, they're sleeping. Okay, they're not home. I'll come back and visit. I'll call before. I'm not going to just drop it. Then you know you're on a level of really being a Balas Chesed. You know that that's who you are. And if you're going to drop it, you know you're not there yet. And that has to be part of what our Avodas Hashem is, to be able to have that inner sense of self. My friends, let's end with one idea. The outer box is how you have to behave. The inner is the humility of knowing who you are. What's the inner box of gold? Says Source 53. Within that anivus, within that humility of knowing that I'm not so great and I know that I have a way to go and I'm not pretending to be somebody I'm not, there has to be a gold box. Bishvili nivra olam, you have to have some pride down there too. Mifursama devar b'shem asaba mitzobarka. Saba sobarka zatzal would say that the root of anava is knowing shumusugal legalos, that you have the potential for greatness. Davka mishumka, because of that, yeko mashehu ose katam beinav. And because you know you're great, and because you know you're wired for amazing things, that's what's going to create that humility. I've got so much more to go. On the outer level, you have to behave a certain way. Inside, you know that you're working, that you are always saying, how can I become greater? You're very well aware of what level you're holding on, and you're not trying to fool yourself. But no, in the inner box is some gold as well, that you have to have some level of pride, knowing that you are great, and that you can't always walk around saying, oh, me, I don't... No, there has to be this greatness that's propelling you. That greatness is then going to lead to the outer box of the wood, of knowing if I have so much to do, I'm so far from it, which leads to the outer box of trying to help me get there. And understanding that, when a Talmid Chacham has that clarity, if I'm acting in a certain way and I'm really holding where I know is where my level is, and I'm not trying to fool myself, and I have myself in the correct perspective, and I know deep down where I need to get to, then you have the Tocho Kibaro. My friends, albeit we may not be on the level of Talmidei Chachamim, but the lessons for us are so, so powerful. We have to make sure that we don't disrupt the world in its harmony by the comments that we make, by the things that we do. We're not there yet. We have to want to work there. We have to be trees. We have to be growth-oriented. We always have to ask ourselves, am I in what I am doing? Am I a tree? Or am I just a stagnant goal? Am I in mitzvos anashim lumada? Tocho kabaro, the tree is with the goal. And I have to be honest with myself. I can't expect to be on a level that I'm not. I have to act in a certain way and know within me exactly where I'm holding. And within that, know that I can push myself to the greatest of heights, step by step. And that, my friends, is a message of the Aron for us.